This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here with social media. And ladies, it has been quite the morning so far. We are reconnecting with Dougie. We've had a little technical snafu today, but he'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, the ladies will lead the day. And one of the most interesting stories, I think, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about COVID here. Probably sometimes, Victoria, we go, too much COVID.
Too much COVID.
But there was a story out from Axios today about how people's behaviors in the last couple of weeks have started to change a little bit. They are indicating, at least according to this report, that people are feeling more satisfied with life, more people have dined outside, and more people have connected with loved ones over the last couple of weeks. I think this survey was taken in the first 2 weeks of March. And I started thinking, like, do we even realize, I know a lot of us got accustomed to some of the COVID shutdown stuff, but do we even realize how much we missed and what the impact was on our mental health? And could it be that people are now feeling like they're starting to at least get back to normal, or at least have a little bit more freedom? I don't even know if we know what normal is, but they have more freedom now.
Yeah.
The impact on people's psyche, I mean, it seems like it's pretty immense. And I thought of your parents, because, Victoria, I know they've been locked away mostly for the year because your mom's got some health concerns. Are you noticing that, like, with it, not to make them your petri dish, you know, are you seeing that for people that have really been socked away for the year?
Yeah, but they're both fully vaccinated now, so they've had their second shot plus 14 days. And so that was over the weekend on Saturday, so my mom called me, and she goes, Dad and I went to the grocery store. I'm like, and no joke, like, that's the first place that they have been in public in almost exactly a year. So and that was the first place that they went. And my dad is very social. My dad is someone who, like, just is constantly on the go and see, you know, so he's been doing, like, walks outside. He has socially distanced with, you know, business associates and things like that. So he's had a little bit more normal than my mom. My mom has been, like, a shut-in. And so for her to go to the grocery store was huge. And I was very happy to hear, like, her overall tone was more upbeat and optimistic. I mean, to be perfectly honest, my brother and I have been pretty concerned about her at times and her mental health and mental well-being, because when you're that isolated, and thank God she and my dad have each other, but when you're that isolated, you know, as my dad sort of, like, takes off during the day and runs errands and things like that, my mom's left, you know, alone at home with the TV. And so, like, it's her version of doom scrolling. So it's like, it's just too much, you know, all the time. So I'm very happy that they're now starting to venture out into the world. And, you know, I'm just excited now that spring is here. We can do some stuff together and we don't have to, you know, my mom doesn't have to be so nervous all the time. In New Jersey, where we are, unfortunately, though, we've got a lot of counties that are having big spikes right now. So we were moving towards 50% capacity for indoor dining and all kinds of other stuff, and now that's been put on hold because this UK variant, or the South African variant, has shown up in New Jersey now, and we're seeing spikes. So that's a huge bummer, because we were really doing well and moving forward, and New York City and New Jersey were so close together that we're kind of, you know, we share the petri dish. So that's a huge bummer that stuff is kind of, you know, kind of come to a grinding halt for now. But I just hope we don't get to the point where, like, my family in Ireland, they're on lockdown until, I think, May 1st now. I mean, it's really bad. And Italy's on lockdown, Spain, France. It's just, you know, I don't know what the UK is doing. They kind of tend to be a little more on their own. But I just hope we don't get to that.
What's the point? I mean, and this has been kind of the question, and Jay chime in on this too. Is the point of the lockdown to prevent people from getting sick, or is it about preventing people
preventing
from dying?
Because spread. Well, yeah, I guess both, right?
Spread.
I mean, I feel like if you look at California and you compare it against Florida, and everybody was really tough on Florida early on, and they were calling Governor Death Santis and all of this. But if you look at California and Florida, which have very similar population sizes, the death rate, even in Florida, which is an older state than California, is less. They have done better, all in all, without the lockdowns, without the shutdowns. California has been locked down. We continue to be locked down. And we've actually had it worse now than Florida. And so the question is, are we locking down to keep people from being sick, or are we locking down people to prevent people from dying? Because I think people can do that on their own. Something to think about. Chime in on social media at DJ V Show and let us know what you think. We'll take a quick break here and come back with the news from the border as DJ V Show continues at 12 minutes past the hour.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
It's 14 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the border situation. We're having meltdown. The world is melting, as it seems. So we have a pattern going on here, and we wonder about the southern border. I think we're wondering about what it is that makes all of this stuff work, or how can we put it back together again. I think the Biden people know that they made a mistake. Yes, does it seem that they know that? Are they admitting that they made a mistake?
They're not admitting it, but clearly you can tell how their messaging is changing almost daily now, that they know they stepped in it. I mean, I think Biden was very adamant on the campaign trail about reversing all of Trump's policies. He called them inhumane. And so he did that. And now he is holding on to a whole lot of trouble, and his conditions are even worse and more deplorable. And then he's not allowing the media in there to take pictures. So there was a congressman this week, Congressman Cuellar, who's a Democrat from the border area of Texas, who said enough is enough. He acted sort of as a whistleblower, and he released the pictures that he had on his own personal cell phone. And these kids are wrapped up in like tinfoil blankets. They are all next to each other. It's
the same scene we've been seeing.
It's worse. They're at 20-year highs with the amount of people coming into this country. And now they're doing a modified version of catch and release because they're so overwhelmed, which is basically taking fingerprints from people and then telling them they make their own court date. So we're not even handing them a court date anymore. We're just saying, here's a list of offices to contact to make your court date. See ya. And then we bust them wherever they want to go into the country. It's a disaster. It's a mess. And we have people here suffering and... I don't know. I don't.
Well, they said that the last thing that I had seen is that single people are being turned away, and families, I guess, together are being turned away, but children who are unaccompanied are not being turned away.
So essentially, what's happening is that that's kind of a policy that is supportive of splitting up families. So families are now just sending their kids to the border instead of them. So in an effort to try to keep families together, they're splitting them up.
The whole family back.
And not yet. Well, they're encouraging people to just send their kids is what they're doing. So people will be on one side of the border, send their kids in. And
well,
that
they're not saying just send your kids, but I understand what you're saying. The end result is
families are probably saying,
we're going to send our kids and see what happens.
And the people are not necessarily listening to being turned away because people are still being let into the country, and they are every single day because we are backed up. And so there's this backlog of people that are still being let in, and none of them are being tested for COVID, and they're being put on buses, and they're being sent to various cities to help spread the disease around that we're so worried about.
Can we close the door? Can we put the lid back on those?
Yeah, but they don't mean it. I mean, that's one of the things that they're saying, but their actions are not supportive of that.
So how do we... There are so many problems. I know we talk about this a lot with regard to who wants to be president or why would you want to be running the world or anything, but this seems like a problem that's almost self-created. We didn't need to do this. We didn't need to do any of these things except keep the situation, keep everybody at bay, or make it clear to people that they are not going to be allowed. Let it be heard far and wide that America is closed. And that's it. For now, we have so many other problems to deal with. This just adds to every single problem that we have.
Is that Biden used this against Trump, because the effort was always to paint Trump as a racist and someone heartless. Well, I understand, but here's the real problem. You have to look at what they're dealing with. So, of course, when he gets put into office, he has to unravel all of those mean and nasty Trump policies that he hit him for on the campaign trail. The truth is that he should have gone in and said, you know what, I don't support the wall. Okay, fine. You want to stop construction of the wall? I think that's stupid, but stop construction of the wall. But instead, he unraveled everything that was already working, including our deals with Mexico, including our deals with the other countries that were housing.
Was that his decision, or were there people with him?
Whoever's pulling the strings. I mean, it was his executive order. His signature's on it. So he's got to be held accountable for signing the executive orders that he did. He signed more than any other president in modern history in his first couple of weeks in office. So,
all right, so now, apparently, the press secretary says that the State Department is running radio ads all across Latin America, and also on social media, telling migrants to stay home. You're not welcome here. This is a situation which we cannot fix, and people are still coming in. There's all kinds of, you know, there's the situation
in
Mexico.
Imagine if the last administration did that.
No, but it's not about administration.
People would go crazy.
It's about the rest of the world and what's going on. Things, you know, we've had this breakdown. We sort of feel a breakdown around us in the last day or two. And you look down everything is in chaos. Go to Central America. Go to South America.
That's exactly the problem.
COVID,
having radio ads saying don't come because we're not going to, you know, we're not opening the border. That is still a better option for these people because they're fleeing from such horrific conditions. You're not going to just dissuade people from taking a chance because it's life or death where they are currently. So
most of these people have to have money. I mean, I talked to someone who is not politically lined up with me, and she did a documentary on the border, and she was doing it to prove a totally different point and found that the cartels are running everything, China, Iran, and Mexican cartels, and you have to have 10 grand to come here. It's ridiculous.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJD program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner here with what is trending. The story of Anna Faris. Yesterday we were talking about her. It's interesting. The people that are prominent today, Jay, seem to have been around, except, well, I don't know that we were talking about Orlando Bloom yesterday and his wife. Why do you suppose people... this is a silly question to ask. Why are people interested in his sex life with Katy Perry?
An interviewer straight out asked that, yeah. His response is what was comical and what everyone's talking about, but just the fact that an interviewer had the goal to be like, hey, how's the sex? How's it going?
Yeah, and that he sort of said, oh, I'll pass on that question.
No, he said, answered it.
Yeah, I know.
Full disclosure, he answered it.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well.
He said they're not having enough.
mm-hmm. Katy Perry is, we've had up and down with her, right? We like her on the TV show, or we don't like her.
I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan.
I was going to say. You? So what is there about her that you find disassociative?
I think I don't know. I just think she's snotty. I've never been a fan of hers, and I'm not a huge... I mean, I'm a more recent Taylor Swift fan with her more recent albums. I think they're really good. When Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had the whole big feud, I think it's pretty clear that Katy Perry was the one who, you know, was the instigator there and complete backstabber. And Taylor has now forgiven her, and they are sort of friendly again, but I think it's just kind of indicative of who Katy Perry is. And, you know, back in the day, in the beginning of my radio career when I worked for Cosmo, Katy was one of our cover girls, and I interviewed her, and I just didn't care for her. I think, you know, I just didn't really like her that much. She was a background singer for Miley Cyrus back in the day. She made horrible comments about Miley's success, and Miley's like, wait a second, she used to sing background for me, like, hello, what? Why is she coming at me? I don't know, I think she just,
What does she represent in American society? What is that attitude? What does that story
that
she's
one of the most followed people on social media.
No, but I mean in general, the type of person that she is. Is there a category, a group of people, a group of women that sort of are like that? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think she's a girl's girl. Let's put it that way. And I don't like women who are not girls, girls. And so she is a backstabber to women. And I'm not a fan of women like that.
So what is Orlando Bloom? What do we know about him and why he likes her, loves her, Why did the two of them
fit? He seems like a nice guy by all accounts. I've never interviewed him
excellent
personally.
Excellent naked paddle boarder, by the way. That's
right.
That's what I like about
Yeah.
We've seen the photos.
He's got the goods. So, yeah, he seems like a nice enough guy. He's got a really good relationship with his ex-wife. They co-parent really well. He just seems like, you know, a nice bloke. But, I have no idea what he sees in Katy Perry.
He's got the goods? What does that mean?
He's well endowed.
He's packing some heat. We saw him naked on a paddleboard.
Yeah. Really?
Oh yeah, a couple of years ago, or actually multiple years ago now.
Oh, I never saw that, but then I don't look for those sorts of things, I guess.
That's not the clickbait that you tend to go for.
No. That's probably true. Rebel Wilson hurt in a bike accident, Jay. What's the story with that?
Yeah, so she's been doing healthy living, and she was riding her bike when somebody walking their dog that didn't have their dog on the leash, the dog ran out in the street in front of her, and she got hurt by it. I mean, she posted a photo with her leg, and you could tell it's just all injured, and she has a whole bunch of ice packs on it, and she's like, hey, everybody, expletive deleted, leash your dogs.
Yeah, all right. What's the what are we getting for a response? We had this. We were talking about the shrimp tails and the box of cereal, and you were asking what the gnarliest thing was that people have found in food. What are you getting?
Yeah, weigh in on this. DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We want to know what's the gnarliest thing. I don't eat cereal anymore because I found a bolt in a box of cereal.
That would definitely end cereal.
Yeah,
that would turn me off.
Yeah. Nope, not. And you would think cereal would be safe. No, it's not.
Way off. It's, well, all of that stuff. When you get down to the brass tacks.
You found the lucky charm.
Yeah, right. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a cat uses her tail for balance, but she also uses it to convey her thoughts, moods, and even intentions. Here are some common moods that cats portray with their tails, and you should wash your cat's butt every once in a while. You can learn a lot. Agitated cats wave their tails back and forth from the base. Generally, a cat swishes her tail more rapidly and broadly as she becomes more and more upset. If a cat sees something interesting, she will often stick her tail straight in the air and bend its tip. When a cat is frightened or attempting to avoid a confrontation, she will often fluff her tail, which she will turn and tuck in between her back legs as a sign of submissive behavior. And when a cat is happy to see you, she'll often hold her tail straight in the air. Often the cat will also twitch the tip of her tail in excitement. You might notice this behavior when you first come home after a day's work. And when a cat swishes the tip of her tail, she's letting you know that she's annoyed. For example, if you're petting your cat and all of a sudden you see that swish, perhaps it's time to stop petting, give her a treat, and walk away. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, quick and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after his suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As NASCAR heads into Bristol, Tennessee this weekend, history will be made. It's the first dirt race for the NASCAR Cup Series in over 50 years. Driver Kyle Busch on Motor Racing Network explains how his past dirt racing experiences will help this weekend.
Those cars are not even close to what we're going to run. So it's just a matter of figuring out the track and feeling the track and getting some visuals, you know. The white line that we're running around is not the same white line that I'm always used to running around at Bristol. So it's definitely different, and just trying to learn and see exactly what the racetrack feels like. And I've driven those cars before, but nowhere close to anywhere like Bristol. The biggest, fastest place I've been on with those is Eldora. And so just trying to remember what the grip level was at Eldora, and trying to remember what the grip level is at Bristol, and then trying to think about what a cup car would feel like. So the cars aren't even close where I'm learning anything, really.
Track crews put down 23,000 yards of dirt on the Bristol Motor Speedway surface, turning it from a half-mile 30-degree banked concrete oval to a half-mile 19-degree red clay oval. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The late game has the Padres and Giants going at it at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. The real story behind the story occupies time and space. Where there was none, now there is plenty. Where there was plenty, now there is none. Things change as the world turns. Remember that old the soap opera? We changed that. I remember doing I used to do soap operas on the air way back when. And one of them was As the Worm
Way back
squirms.
When, like, in the 40s? Like, what?
No, not that far back. It was in
right, but when did anyone do soap operas on the radio? That I takes was, me back was, to, like...
It was back in the 80s when I was doing mornings in Providence. And
what?
Yeah. Well, okay. Early 80s. Oh, yeah, right. As the listen, it was a... reality was a trip then, much more so than it is now. Anyway... situation with the COVID testing and how to get COVID or avoid it. So, ladies and gentlemen, apparently if you grow a beard, is that right, Victoria? You will not get COVID? Is that the way?
No, opposite. No.
Oh, really?
So what happened, yeah. So the problem is, and it has nothing to do with your beard and COVID are not related, but one of the big trends for men coming out of the pandemic and a year of quarantine, a lot of men grew beards. And we've seen lots of, Grizzly Adams looking kind of guys. The problem, though, with the beard is depending on the length and the thickness, if the mask that you're wearing isn't still fitting really snugly around all openings, then you are exposing yourself to, you know, to COVID. So if you're out and about and you're wearing a mask and it's the same mask that you wore before you grew the beard and you haven't adjusted it, and I've seen this happen, I'm sure you guys have all seen this too, I've seen plenty of guys with beards and the mask is not fitting well at all.
Yeah.
And so those guys are really, like, my husband has a beard and I've had to make sure that he keeps it really kind of short around his chin area because that's where the, you know, the masks that we have filters in them, and so it has to kind of really grip around the bottom of your chin to stay nice and snug. And so that's something that, you know, we've had to, you know, make sure that we tweak. But a lot of guys are not thinking about that, and they're just wearing the mask as usual. And, you know, when you think about a lot of religious practices, having a beard, you know, we live right next to a very heavily Hasidic community, and not a single one of those bearded men has a mask that fits. And so now they say that a new study that came out just at the end of last year from the Yale School of Medicine said that wearing a mask properly reduces the number of new coronavirus infections by 50%. So it is important, and we know the importance of wearing masks, but you have to make sure that it's fitting properly, because if you have a beard and it's not fitting, it's the same thing as the people who walk around with it, you know, with their nose out of the mask, which makes no sense to me, but I still see that a lot. I don't know how people don't understand after a whole year. It's like, hello, your nose needs to be covered. But so words of the wise, if you are a dude with a beard.
DoorDash has launched a new initiative to provide same-day on-demand delivery of COVID test collection kits. How is that going to help the situation? This sounds like it's a nice gesture. Are we still involved in testing as much as we were, or is this a little bit nice if they did it last year? At this point, do we need this? There are all kinds of tests, but aren't we on the downhill side of this?
Not where I am. We were talking, Jen and I were talking earlier, you know, I'm in New Jersey and we've got now, we're going back towards lockdown and further restrictions because the
Jersey has the biggest surge right now.
Yep.
Right now.
South African variant has just taken over.
What about the Brazilian? There's a coronavirus variant initially found in Brazil. I think they call it P1. That is in New York, apparently New Jersey, and 18 other states. What do we know about that?
I haven't heard about that one. All I know is, like, I can only deal with one new variant at a time. So right now it's South Africa is what we're dealing with. And so, but to go back to your question about testing, you know, I'm still several months away from being able to get a vaccine. So testing is vital if I want to go into a doctor's office, which I've had tons of doctor's appointments. I've been COVID tested up the wazoo lately. Yep. So, you know, but testing is still really important. And it's totally sending the wrong message to say, well, we're on the downside. We don't really need to be tested anymore. That's a huge problem. And unfortunately, too many people think that. That's why the numbers are not that accurate.
Well, I said it because I'm thinking
right
about
now.
People that are my age that seem to be...
Well, hopefully people your age are all vaccinated. So hopefully people who, you know, are Doug's age or 65 and over, now in New York, if you're over 50, you are eligible for the vaccine. But, you know... Hopefully those people have already been in line or have at least gotten their first vaccine shot, which gives you, you know, a pretty hefty dose of immunity.
One of the things that people get all worked up about, we talk about mutation all the time. One of the things that any of the doctors, whether the people who are associated here, Dr. Jack Stockwell or Ken Kronhaus, both of them associated with the DJV program, the variants are normal. It is normal for a virus to mutate. And in order to protect yourself, you do with the mask, as Victoria was just talking about, you avoid large crowds, you socially distance, you wash your hands. So what's the latest on the 3 feet versus 6 feet thing that has come from Dr. Fauci in this last week?
That's for schools, right? The 3 feet.
Yeah,
the CDC says 3 feet now, but then everybody's saying, well, why? Isn't this something that could have cost people economically? Schools could have come back into session a lot quicker if they could have been 3 feet away instead of 6 feet. And 6 feet has become, it gets laughed at as something kind of arbitrary from an old German scientist or something like that that came up with the 6 feet rule. And so now a lot of businesses, at least that I've heard, are saying, well, if it's 3 feet, we could have been opened at a larger capacity, we could have been back in business sooner. This was a pretty big discrepancy for the economy and for the kids.
Well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, look at there's still a question about AstraZeneca. They may have used outdated information in their trial. That's what the U.S. government is saying at this point in time. So are they going to be able to fix this so we have one more tool in our toolkit?
Who in their right mind
who
would
wants
get this vaccine?
AstraZeneca at this
point?
Yeah.
Right? It has so much bad press. Like, is anybody going to be like, I'll take that one? Nobody's going to go for that.
Totally cool with Pfizer or Moderna.
Right.
Yeah,
or the Johnson & Johnson one. Johnson.
Nashville just did a mass one, their second mass one this past weekend.
There's a study out today from the Journal of the American Medical Association, which has focused on Americans living under lockdown and what has happened to their bodies. Working on now losing, they've called it the Quarantine 15. Have any of us gained 15 pounds? In the past year?
I've heard millennials gained 40 pounds. They were talking 15. Millennials, on average, gained 41 pounds during quarantine.
Because they're the ones who were making all the cakes and the banana bread and all the
and
cloud
the
bread on TikTok.
But
millennials
in fairness,
are the ones
Jay,
doing all that.
Your weight would have come from having the baby, right?
Yeah, I had a baby.
I mean, in fairness.
Yeah.
So I gained
a good 30 pounds. He didn't.
42%
I have no baby
Americans.
For excuse, so, you know, we just gained weight.
My baby's angel hair pasta.
Right.
I was going to say, have a baby. You can blame everything on them.
42% of Americans report undesired pandemic weight gain at 15 pounds. That's sort of the median. 18% reported undesired weight loss at 12 pounds. And so, and the gyms are still not open. Well, are they? Are they open where you are? They aren't open where Jennifer is. Are they open where you are, Victoria?
To be fair, in LA, they did just open, but at 10% capacity, which is
they're not
going to
open. They can't make any money.
I mean, in Jersey, they've been open at some reduced capacity for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So I live above a Gold's Gym, and they're cranking away, so people are back in the gym for sure for months.
Men and women, old and young, everybody's back in pretty much?
Well, I don't know. I don't really survey it, but, I hear the music in the morning, so, yes, people are working out. I hear weights dropping.
Sounds like
dropping,
a radio
so,
show. Music in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 da. Harvard says it's expecting a full return to campus in the fall. Why not now, I guess would be the question.
The semester's almost over.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah.
It's March. And that's another thing. Are we getting, there have been a lot of people questioning college, graduate school, some of the faculty, some of the people that are on the instructional staff. I know my daughter and her husband, both at UCLA, there are a lot of teachers, a lot of profs on the faculty are becoming pretty critical of how this was all handled. And whether in-person instruction or lack thereof has caused people to lose a whole year. And should they, there's an ethical, moral thing. Should we be giving the money back to students who have in a lot of colleges are being confronted with this? Should they, Harvard would never do it because they probably think they don't have to. But there are a lot of schools, mid-level schools that are looking at this problem. They've tried to keep students on the campus. So, I mean, a lot of the colleges, I look at my own alma mater, they're always, forever in a cash crunch. And a lot of these smaller schools are in real dire straits. And I wonder how many have gone out or will go out because people have just said, okay, I'm not going. I want my money back. We didn't do anything last year. And most of them didn't. They had, and we've said the same about public schools, hard to get your money back from the public school system. But these private schools, if you aren't conducting class, you're not really teaching anything, then shouldn't you expect to have to pay the money back to the people who didn't get anything out of it? I think that's a real moral dilemma and probably a question that might be asked in our social media, Jay, as to whether or not if you sent your children to a private school or you tried to send them and they didn't have classes and they really haven't, the modality hasn't worked, should you get your money back? I would think that would be a a very legitimate question, and maybe you should ask that of the public school system. How many people are satisfied with the education that they've paid for in their taxes, or do we, you know, do we get, what do we do? I mean, I don't know how you get it back, and you're sure not, I mean, how do we get this year back? How do we get the money back?
They have to be protected, because how many taxpayers, Victoria and I don't have kids, so we don't, but we still pay into the public school system.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Right.
Me too.
Can I get a refund on that?
Yeah, I want a refund on a lot of things.
That's right. The school choice. Be easier.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Very much so on that one with you.
Let the money follow the student.
The DJV download, the most recent one, is a focus on the Israelis' claim that they have an oral COVID vaccine. That really is kind of a cool thing. You hear that story at DJVshow.com. And also, we had a lot of conversation on the most recent one about American Idol with kind of a new twist connected to it. And then there are tips for what happens in your house if you have rattling pipes. We're all over the place as usual. Lots of help, lots of hints, lots of hope, and lots of conversation that will be inspiring, I guarantee it. The download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, as long as we're into the vaccine, there's something called Sinovac. Have you heard about it? Mm-hmm. Sinovac?
No.
Supposedly, the Chinese are trying to figure out whether it's the best for them. I don't know. I don't see that it is a Chinese, but it wasn't developed in China, but it apparently is being made in China, and they are testing it. 70 million shots have been given in China so far. So one wonders whether somebody's going to try to bring this over here. Yeah. The medical director at Sinovac is a guy named Gang Jing. So that maybe gives you a little of a hint as to where the origin is of this. I haven't heard too much about it. Didn't the Russians develop their own vaccine, too? Weren't they on to developing a vaccine? So nobody's heard much about that.
Vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, think,
right. Give me a shot of vodka. I'll be fine. And call me in the morning. 10 minutes before the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The life and times of Uri Geller now. Uri is with us. He joins us every week at this time to talk about spiritual things, reality. There's an election going on in Israel. What do you feel as an Israeli now versus what you felt like as an Israeli when you left to go explore the world?
Because I wasn't in Israel for 48 years, I did not engage myself in any political readings or outlooks. And remember that we often speak about Benjamin Netanyahu, who I have known for 50 years. And as a friend, my feelings towards him have never swayed negatively. On the contrary, he has managed to create so many positive missions for Israel that is really unbelievable. You know, I haven't voted yet today, but we're going to go out in about 45 minutes. The voting polls are very nearby. It'll take us about 15 minutes to walk over there. And you have to look at the situation of COVID-19 in Israel. We are now registered worldwide as number one country that managed to vaccinate so many people. Almost everyone has now received the second vaccine. They are now vaccinating children and teenagers. Mm-hmm. And we are opening the borders for tourists who have been also vaccinated. So does Greece. I just read it this morning. Greece, they're opening their, hotels and exotic resorts only to people who can prove that they are vaccinated. We have a little green card. It's funny. It's called Green Card in America. which tells you immediately that it's called the green passport, that you're vaccinated. You know, Doug, here in Israel, I don't know if it's in America the same way, because in America you have social security number, but here you have an identification number. With that ID number, everything opens on the computer, whoever you approach, whether it's a tourist office, so if you want to buy a gun, if you want to get a license to drive a car, everything is connected to that number. And it totally and utterly opens your file. So whoever wants to gather information about you can do it at the flick of a finger. And I think that's a good thing.
Here we say Uncle Sam is watching you, but we have so many people that hack into computers and so many people who know so many things about us. And then there's the whole business about, you know, what over here has gotten a lot of attention already with the American Jews is show me your papers. You know, if you're going to be going around traveling, I have the card. As a matter of fact, I'm getting my second shot today. And so if you have this little card, you show it to people and that'll be the end of it. But yet it still is, it's unsettling to people because they remember when you're closer to it, obviously, because of what your family went through.
You've got to show your, you know, green passport that you have been vaccinated. Otherwise, you yourself are taking a risk. You want to know that I want to know that everyone that comes into my museum has got the two shots because it's almost like a inbuilt safety device for you. You don't want to get COVID.
One of the things about Israel is a fabulously intelligent country with lots of people with great ideas. I see that there's a pharmaceutical company over there that wants to produce the first oral COVID vaccine. I'm sure you probably heard about that, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Israel is very advanced in the high-tech world, in the medicine arena. And the oral, taking something against COVID-19 orally will be unbelievable. Because, you know, for instance, in Africa, how can you, in a country in Africa like Nigeria, do you know they have almost 280 million people? How do you get to the villages with the vaccines and with the medicine that goes into your arm? You have to have refrigerated carriers, etc. So this will be a huge, huge leap into getting the world vaccinated and orally cured or protected.
Uri Geller always inspires. URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and learn to douse. Use your intuition. This is a great way for you to build up your intuition by reading the book and understanding how that all works. And we continue to follow what's the progress with the museum that he's built over in Tel Aviv. Uri, thanks for being here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.